Volunteers in purple vests and fairy wings set up the catwalk as people of all ages crowd around the stage, many wearing glitter on their faces. For some residents, like Cimarron Marquardt, hosting a drag show at the fair is a sign that Haines is a safe place for queer people.
For me personally, as a mother, it allows my transgender daughter to see people who represent her as a person in a town that's not very diverse. So I'm really excited that the fair didn't cancel it.
There was some controversy leading up to Friday's show. When fair organizers posted the lineups in March, they got nearly 100 emails about the drag show, mostly in support. But some parents expressed concerns about kids being exposed to drag and what they thought would be sexual themes. Another person implied that drag should be met with violence. But in May, fair officials announced they would not cancel the show. Instead, they'd move it from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. For Haynesboro Assembly member Ben Altman-Moore, the show means that the town is catching up with the rest of the world.
And also, Haynes is very concerned about keeping its young people. And this is the kind of thing where young people are like, okay, it's not 1954 anymore.
Juno Drag has had a large presence in Juno and Skagway, but nobody KTOO spoke to could remember a drag show in Haynes before. The acts range from tributes to Stevie Nicks and Barbie to a Where's Waldo parody. Drag artist Latuya Hart Monroe has been performing for nearly a decade. She says the group wanted to make the show suitable for all ages, and she wishes she had exposure to drag when she was growing up in Juno.
I didn't have access to anything like this when I was a kid, and I really do wonder, like, how that would have changed how I move around in the world and how I see myself.
The show may be the most attended at the fair this year. When the very tall Lamia Monroe steps on stage in a classic Barbie chevron swimsuit, teen girls at the front scream and cheer. Later, Luke the Duke of Bell does a modern country medley, and when Gigi Monroe walks out as Stevie Nicks, it's the team's moms who lose their minds.
Did you enjoy our Kings and Queens tonight?
The show goes until about 11 p.m. After a curtain call, dozens line up to have their photos taken with the performers. Reporting from Haynes, I'm Yvonne Cormier.